I think 601, 602-ish. 602, we will now hold a public hearing to receive input from the public with respect to the proposed issuance by the local building authority of the district regarding lease revenue bonds. Any person wishing to express his or her views on the issuance of the bonds or the facilities to be financed with the bonds can come forward now. We do have a sign-up sheet regarding this, and I believe that we have three people who have signed up to comment. The first individual will be John Gadd, the second individual is Eden Davenport, and the third individual is Molly Barrington. Is this on now?
Yeah. Good evening, my name is John Gadd. I bought my home in Pleasant Grove 25 years ago, which means I've been paying property taxes to Alpine School District for 25 years. I'm here to speak against the lease revenue bond for $238 million for a single high school and a single elementary school. This will be the 12th time that we voted to raise our property taxes in the past 7 years. That's 12 times in 7 years. That's six bonds and six rate increases. Now, in the August-October timeframe this last year, you had a truth in taxation hearing where you raised our property tax rates. And in that time frame, you were talking about that, you know, sometime in March, we're gonna do a lease revenue bond for about $86 million. That should be enough to get us over the hump to finish this new $175 million high school. Well, you've now tripled that from $86 million to $238 million. Now, I came to a meeting a few weeks ago and asked you why you did that, and your answer was, well now we can. SB 88 takes the $200 million cap off, we can do that. So in essence, you're saying, because we can now get away with it, we're gonna do it. You didn't say we need the money, because you don't. You don't need this money for one high school, one elementary school, but you're tripling it just because you can get away with it, which is a really horrible reason to take out debt for the next 31 years, debt that I'm gonna be paying, and kids who aren't even born yet are gonna be paying property taxes on this debt that you're gonna decide on tonight. Now, I understand that SB 188, which some of you lobbied really heavily for, maybe requires you to do a lease revenue bond, but it doesn't say when you have to do it, and it doesn't say how much it has to be. So your choice is to do it 2.5 years before the district splits, so we all get to pay for it for 2.5 years, and your choice is to triple the amount that you actually maybe need. You probably don't even need that much, but you're tripling it because you can. This hurts the taxpayers in the district. This hurts seniors who live on fixed incomes. This hurts people who are disabled, who live on disability. This hurts the moms and dads of the kids that you guys care about so much that you're educating, because they can barely afford their houses now. How are they gonna afford it when you jack up their taxes with this new bond? This hurts the teachers and the lunch ladies and the janitors and all the staff that you employ, because they can barely afford their houses right now. And how are they gonna afford it when you jack up their taxes again 12 times in 7 years. You guys are taxing us to death. It seems like you never saw a tax increase that you weren't all for. You waste so much money on so many different things, and this bond really is not necessary. So please don't issue this bond. Please tap the brakes on this. Wait. Decrease the amount, and wait until the last possible minute so that it's not being spread across the Central and South Districts to pay for this bond. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Ina Davenport, and I'm a resident of Saratoga Springs, and I'm a mother of four children in the Alpine School District. My sophomore attends Westlake High School. I have also been out to Desert Sky, and I can tell you that this bond is desperately needed, and I'm speaking in favor of this bond. You know, as someone who works with youth in our community, I have seen firsthand the negative implications that overcrowded schools have. I've seen it, the difficulties that some of our children face making social connections because our schools are beyond max capacity. This bond is needed, and it is needed now. I am grateful for the support of the Utah State Legislature in passing SB 188. And for the actions of this board to help reduce some of the educational disparities that exist within the district. I appreciate your vote of support for this bond. Thank you.
Hi there, Marla Barrington. Just wanted to say thank you for putting this bond forward. And as I have been out working in the schools as a substitute, and also working with my nieces and nephews that are out this way, this is so needed, and it so needs to happen yesterday, and so I'm so grateful that it is, and that it can work towards having our place, having our kids have a place where they can truly learn rather than being wall-to-wall and not having the places and the equipment they need to learn. So I truly appreciate this, and I thank you, and thank you.
At 6:08, I think, public hearing is now closed. Our next session starts at 6:15, so we're going to saunter until 6:15.